deal announcements. This is Brock.
And this is John.
So when is a deal typically publicly announced?
Well, typically and ideally, you want to have it announced when you sign it. You've got an agreement in place and you've got something to describe. Now, there's an exception for that, and sometimes you'll see that if there's an auction process that the company and its bankers have decided to do, you'll often see some sort of an announcement about the company pursuing strategic alternatives. That's sort of the equivalent of hanging a for sale sign. Everybody knows what that means. That's a conscious decision, but generally speaking, people tend to like the negotiation process to be done behind the scenes, although events sometimes conspire to compel an earlier announcement.
And employees typically find out it's the same time as the general public, right? Employees aren't told.
Yeah, and that's, when you do these, there's one of the things that one of the reasons why you want to defer the announcement is you want to get your act together, because there are a number of constituencies that are going to be very concerned about a potential deal. It's disruptive, obviously, to employees. If you're a seller's employees, it's like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to my job? What's next? Should I be looking for work? Customers and suppliers may have their own concerns. So part of the deal process, and a very important one, is trying to map out how you deal with these constituencies. And very often there's a really detailed plan. Meetings with senior officials from both sides. We'll talk particularly with employees to try and reassure them about the transaction, or explain to them so they have a clear understanding of what's going on. And obviously there are ways of dealing with other constituencies as well that you want to make sure that you've got that laid out as best you can. And so you keep your fingers crossed and hope that that you're not announcing until you're prepared to. But that doesn't always happen.
And what typically is disclosed in the announcement?
Well, typically in the press release that you want to issue, which is the one on signing, there's a fair amount of detail about the deal, including the price, the conditions, the closing date, the strategic rationale behind it. There's typically a lot of spin in this deal announcement. There's also usually a slide deck that's put together for a conference call that both sides are going to participate in. Again, this is something that rolling out the announcement and dealing with investors and other constituencies is a big part of transaction planning these days. If you're forced into an early announcement, what goes into that announcement can be a topic of debate. I mean, the classic situation where you need to make an early announcement is, gee, all of a sudden, you're the seller and your stock starts to run inexplicably on big volume. Well, you may have a leak, and if you've got a leak, you're responsible for it. You may have some legal obligations and some legal liability to disclose. But another big concern sometimes is, the stock can start running, and it can run in ways that you can find yourself in a situation where the price is higher than your purchase price. They call that take under situation, and it's not a pleasant one to be in. So you have to figure out what you're going to say, and often the time the decision is made to say something, and then you get input from the buyer. They're not crazy about it being disclosed because they don't want more people jumping into the fray here. Do you name the price? If you don't, then the market may speculate, and if you hopefully it's an efficient market, people have some handle on valuation, but that's not always the case, and sometimes you can have somebody wildly miss. So what goes in that kind of announcement is something that's the subject of a lot of discussion.
What about drafting it? Is that something a junior person could handle, or is that typically done by someone more senior?
Well, it's this type of stuff is going to have. I mean, it may be the initial drafts. The holder of the pen is often a junior person, but it is something that very very senior people from the business side, from the legal side, bankers, investor relations, they all weigh in on. This is very important. Public announcements are something that typically get attention at the highest levels of the deal. Because the consequences of them are so significant. So everybody in the deal team is going to weigh in on it, and the senior people are going to have a lot to say about what's in it, and on the content of any presentation materials as well.
And which regulators are given a copy or heads up that this deal is about to happen?
Well, you have to give your stock exchange advance notice of a public announcement. It's material information, so NYSE and NASDAQ would require a heads up in advance. And of course, everything is going to get filed with the SEC as an 8K, because you're entering into a definitive material agreement, and then either as a prospectus or as soliciting material or under the tender offer rules. The SEC is going to be in on it. Your exchange is going to be in on it as well.
But the exchange gets notice in advance.
That's right. You typically don't call the SEC and say, "Oh, we're announcing this." I mean, the only time that I've typically given the SEC a heads up is in, like, if we're doing restatement or something. You'll give CorpFin, the assistant director, a call and just let them know that you've got an issuer that's going to be doing a restatement, and just, you know, it tends to. It's another topic for another day, but it does. It's good advice to give them a little bit of advance warning on that.
Yeah. So, what can the acquirer target say in response to questions once the deal is announced? Typically, the reporters will start calling.
You know, it used to be it was very, very limited. It used to be that under the rules when I started in this business, and really until about the year 2000. There wasn't much that was technically allowed before you had a proxy statement or a registration statement on file or your tender offer materials on file. Everybody was concerned about gun jumping, about whether you were making an illegal offer of securities, if you had a stock deal, or potentially if you're, if there are proxies, there's a solicitation that is not in compliance with the proxy rule requirements. And so that, it led to situations where everybody was talking about a high-profile deal except the companies who knew the most about it, which was really untenable. And frankly, kind of informal practices came up where the staff would kind of say, okay, go chit-chat about your deal for a week and then shut up. And it didn't really fit real well with the regulatory guidelines. I've talked about it before, and I've said it's sort of like the police not arresting people for smoking pot at concerts. It works, but it doesn't really promote great respect for the rule of law. So that changed about, as I said, about the turn of the century. Now the rule is say whatever you want, but own whatever you say. So all your documents, all your presentation materials, all your transcripts of your conference calls, if you're going to leave them up on the Internet to be accessed, all that stuff has to be filed with the SEC, and you've got to take liability on it under the 33 Act or the 34 Act.
Good stuff. Thanks very much.